Every choice you have made has led you to this moment.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Comic-Con Podcast. It's Justin, a.k.a. Nemesis Prime, your Star Wars connoisseur. Welcome back to Episode 3 of Star Wars Spec. Haven't done one in a while, but this one I've been kind of brewing, as you would say. Maybe, you know, getting as much information as I could on this one. And I really think this one is an easy pickup for anybody who's listening. You could definitely go out and buy this book, especially cover A, probably cover B, probably cover C for really cheap prices. So let's get right into the character. The name of the character is Yerrika Quill. A little bit of a backstory on her. So she is a human female pilot who does the X-Wing Squadron crew during the final days of the Galactic Civil War. She's also part of the New Republic Star Corps and leader of Alphabet Squadron. Now, Alphabet Squadron, you may not know, but Alphabet Squadron was actually a canon novel that came out back in 2019. Now, this book is canon, like I said, which is awesome. So it's set at the time frame just after episode number 6, Return of the Jedi, and focuses on Yerrika Quill and her crew of the Alphabet Squadron fighting and taking down an Imperial group of TIE fighters called Shadowwing. Now, it does cross over into the Marvel Comics miniseries Star Wars TIE Fighter, as well as a sequel novel that came out in 2020 known as Shadowfall. And that's where I'm going to get into the comics. But first, a little bit more of Yerrika Quill. So she actually defected from as an Imperial to the New Republic and participating, I would say, in Operation Cinder. Now, anyone out there who's played the PlayStation or Xbox version of Star Wars Battlefront 2 knows all about Operation Cinder. It was the code name that the orbital bombardment campaign that was happening after the Galactic Empire fell and the second Death Star fell was Darth Sidious's plan to go ahead and have this operation move forward. Now, as far as Yerrika Quill, she was actually granted command of this mixed starfighter squadron known as Alphabet Squadron. And prior to the Battle of Jakku, and again, Jakku we all know is where Rey is from. She was actually ordered by Hera Syndulla, who is a general at this time, to hunt down and destroy this 204th TIE Fighter Squadron. Now, I 100% believe that if we do not see Hera Syndulla show up in any other live show, we may see her in this. And I'm going to get to this before I get into all the different numbers of this comic book. Now, regarding Shadowwing, and you're going to think, well, the Shadowwing TIE Fighter crew, that's got to be also something that has to do with some comic books, and it is. In the Imperial side, it's called Squadron 5. It was an elite group of TIE Fighter pilots that were part of the 204th Imperial Fighter Wing. During the Galactic Empire, they actually were sent to the Kudo system to prevent a disabled Star Destroyer Celebrity from falling into the hands of the Republic. So we have Yerrika Quill, who is part of Alphabet Squadron. We have characters on the Imperial side for the Empire that are part of this TIE Fighter crew. Now, here is where we're going to get into the issue of first appearances. And this one is, like I said, absolutely cheap. It's a book that any time that I see in back issue bins, probably littered in even dollar bins, you can find it. I've even found sets for undercover price combined for all 5 issues. Star Wars TIE Fighter number 1. Now, it was a mini series that came out in April of 2019. Like I said, it ran 5 issues, had a couple different variants, but let's get into some of the characters of Star Wars TIE Fighter and Yerrika Quill. So, even though Star Wars TIE Fighter really is a background of the 204th Squadron 5 Shadow Wing, or however you want to call them, it does have a lot of first appearances in the Imperial side. And I'm going to kind of go over those Imperials first, and then we'll get into the reasons behind Yerrika Quill. So, a couple of the characters who are all part of the TIE Fighter crew. You have Jelena Burton, you have Tiso Brash, and he's actually the leader of the Shadow Squad. You have Zin Gro, Jamarin Kahi, and that's one more as well, but I don't want to kind of spoil it because I really want you to guys read this series. But what happens is the 5 issues in the TIE Fighter miniseries is really interesting because, again, it really just delves on the whole side of the Imperial. Everything that is storyline is all from the perspective of the Imperials. But what's very interesting about issue 1 is there is a backstory which has Yerrika Quill in it. And it's the only appearance of her in comics. It's about a couple of pages, so it's definitely not a cameo. It's her first full appearance. She talks with another Republic officer back and forth. And the reason why I want to bring this to the forefront is because of an upcoming issue for Star Wars Bounty Hunters. So upcoming in June, Marvel Comics is going to be paying homage to LGBTQ characters, not only in the Marvel Universe, but as well as in the Star Wars Universe. Now, we do have five covers coming out from the Star Wars side. You have the characters, you have Rey Sloane, who's going to be on the cover of Darth Vader 13. You have the Jedi Twins, who are in Star Wars High Republic. You have Tarek and Serret. They're going to be on issue 6 of Star Wars High Republic. You have Lando Calrissian going to be on issue 14 of Star Wars. You have Sana Staros, which is someone that I've talked about previously. She is going to be on Dr. Aphra number 11. And we also have Dr. Aphra on the cover of War of the Bounty Hunters number 1. But here is where this character comes in. Yerrika Quill is going to be on the cover of Bounty Hunters number 13. Now, a lot of people are going to be getting these covers and these issues and not knowing who this character is. So I'm going to bring it to you guys first. This is why I believe this is a character who is great for the comics and great for the series and possibly could show up in an upcoming movie, which I will talk about. So again, Yerrika Quill is going to be appearing on one of these Pride Month covers. Now, you're asking yourself, why would I choose this character as a Star Wars spec? So we all know that director Patty Jenkins, who was, of course, a director for both Wonder Woman's, is planning an upcoming film called Star Wars Rogue Squadron coming out in 2023. Now, there is no official description other than it will introduce a new generation of starfighter pilots to earn their wings and bounties across the galaxy. Now, I am definitely thinking that this is a possibility that you will see Yerrika Quill and her crew fighting against the Imperials. Definitely something that we're going to have a new generation. So everyone is banking on these old Rogue Squadron books from Dark Horse. And don't get me wrong, they're great specs too. But if this is going to be a new generation, this could be a time frame set again right after Return of the Jedi, maybe before the New Republic starts, anytime in between Episode 6 and Episode 7. So this is an absolute groundbreaking character that I think you guys can definitely pick up before it happens. Of course, like I said, Alphabet Squadron, the novel is out there, so she is a character who's part of canon universe in Star Wars. So this is a book that I absolutely think you guys go pick up. Let's kind of look at the numbers now as far as Star Wars TIE Fighter number 1. Issue number 1 only had a print run, according to Comicron, of 30,900, which is extremely low for a Marvel Comics Star Wars book. Now, this, again, like I said, came out in 2019. There was no pandemic, just tons of Star Wars books out there. And nobody thought, I'm going to pick up this Star Wars book because it's based on the TIE Fighters. Who wants the Imperials? Let's get into, of course, like I like to go through, is all the different covers and variants. You have your standard cover A, which is just a cool cover showing off a TIE Fighter pilot. You have cover B, which is a very interesting John Tyler Christopher variant. Now, normally he does the character variants of those action figures and cards, but this one's very interesting. Instead of having a TIE Fighter pilot, he actually has a TIE Fighter ship as the cover. So that one is a cool little, cover B. Then they do have a 1 in 10 variant. It's known as the quote-unquote movie variant. It's just a awesome black cover with TIE Fighters flying in space. Definitely, I'm sure it's a hard book to come in a 9.8 or 9.6 because it's an all-black cover. Any little printing defect or any type of spine tick would absolutely make that one hard to come by in a 9.8. And the last, the hardest one, I'm going to tell you to find, is the 1 in 25 ratio variant. And this one is very interesting. Why? Because it is the only cover appearance of Yerrika Quill on the cover. It actually has a picture of her showing that she is a Rebel X-Wing pilot of Alphabet Squadron. And now these are really cool. For issues 1 through 5, each of the issues actually had a 1 in 25 variant of each of the characters for Alphabet Squadron. So issue 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all very similar. They're all the characters of Alphabet Squadron right on the cover. None of the characters have been in the comics other than Yerrika Quill. She is the one I absolutely think this is a book that you should go out and getting. This book is very scarce, very hard to come by. I barely see it online, and I do have it on my eBay watch list because when it does come up, I see that it is a book that is at least $100. At the time of recording this, there is one copy on eBay. It's $100 or best offer. So if anybody wants to offer the seller, I don't know, you could try it, 60, 70, 80, who knows what he's going to take. But I own a copy of this one. I actually bought it when it first came out because I thought maybe possibly that this character could show up at some time. I remember buying it from Midtown Comics way back in 2019 for probably like $15 or $20 because it was just under ratio. And I held on to it. And now with the Star Wars blow up that has been happening over the past couple months, I am glad that I did hold on to this one because, like I said, it's very scarce to come by and a book that you should absolutely be on the lookout for in your back issues. I would say check the mini series section if your local comic shops have a set section or maybe a variant section because I'm sure there's not a lot of retailers who picked up 25 copies of Star Wars TIE Fighters number one or even any of the other issues. And like I said, all the other issues are first cover appearance of all the characters of Alphabet Squadron who we could see in the upcoming Star Wars Rogue Squadron of Patty Jenkins movie coming out in 2023. That's it for this week, guys. Hope you enjoyed that Star Wars spec. Let me know in the comments section of our Instagram post, what do you think of this one? It's your man, Justin, aka Nemesis Prime. And remember, may the Force be with you.